chapter 2 on page 193. And we're going to start on the, let's see. Now I'm wondering, Brother Bill, did we have a starting point here on 193 paragraph 1, or are we on paragraph 2? I have it written down. Can you help me with that?
I have marked the top of the page, paragraph 1.
As well as I did.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Let's ask Brother Jim Tower. Would you read for us, though, the paragraph on the top and also the second one, kind of a long paragraph, but we'd like to ask you for both of those, if you will.
Thank you, Brother Brad. And since the entire number of typical jubilees designed to precede the antitype is thus proved to be 70, we are thus furnished another means of calculating when the antitype is due to begin. The calculation of this prophetic statement of the entire number of jubilees is simple and easy, and, as we should expect, its results agree exactly with those already obtained by the method of counting furnished by the law. The entire number being 70, and 19 of these having been observed in half-hearted way by Israel before the desolation, it follows that the remaining 51, 70 minus 19 equals 51, mark the period from the last Jubilee which Israel imperfectly observed down to the great antitype. But here note a difference in the number of counting. Under the law of reckoning, we counted the future as well as the past cycles of 49 years with the 50th or Jubilee year added. For the law shows things as they would have been, but Israel carried them out, had Israel carried them out properly. But prophecy records things just as they will actually occur. We are now examining the prophetic statement, remember, and hence should now reckon these cycles as they have occurred, cycles of 49 years without jubilees. For Israel did not observe a jubilee since their 19th one. The first 19 cycles had jubilee years, but the 51 since have had none. Hence, we must reckon 51 cycles of 49 years each, or 2,499 years, 49 times 51 equals 2,499, from the last typical jubilee observed by Israel to the Amalekite. This calculation, though entirely distinct from the other, ends exactly as shown by the law method of reckoning previously examined, October AD 1874. Over.
Okay, thank you, Brother Jim. Let me ask you, Brother Jim, can you just offer your thoughts or comments on just focusing on the first part of this that is describing the number 70. What have we discovered? What is your thought on just focusing on just that item, the number 70, the 70 years we're talking about here?
Oh, boy, that narrows it down. I don't know. I looked at it and I read it and reread it as just a clarification of the Jubilee years and the issues with Israel. The 70 years being total, the 19 that they followed, but not well. I guess I can't be any clearer on the 70 than that. Over.
Well, let me just follow you up with one other question. On the 70 years, what was the purpose of the 70 years?
Well, wasn't it, in a sense, testing Israel? Because
well, I'll give you a verse to read, Brother Jim. This is just, I want to make sure that everybody has got, you know, some of the components here, the basic elements of this understood and comfortable with them. Could you read for us Leviticus 26 and verse 34 and 35? Or, you know, actually, 34 and 35. Leviticus 26, 34 and 35.
King James Version, Leviticus 26, 34 and 35. 34, then shall the land enjoy her Sabbath as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbath. 35, as long as it lies desolate, it shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbath when ye dwelt on it. I guess I should have picked that up. I mean, it was letting the land heal from being improperly treated. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, it's a good statement. And I want to give you one other text, because this one doesn't talk about 70. This talks about the reason. The reason given here is so that the land can rest, and it can rest without an inhabitant. It's going to lie desolate to keep the Sabbaths. And I think really the point of the 70 is the land resting, keeping the Sabbaths that Israel was to keep, but they neglected the sabbatical year and Jubilee system. So that's why the Lord kept it for them. And also just read for us, and these are just way of review. Could you read for us 2 Chronicles and chapter 36 and verse 21?
Second Chronicles 36, 21. To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbath, for as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Robert.
Okay. Now, anything you want to add, Brother Jim?
Well, I mean, obviously, I understand, and I should have picked that up and been able to respond in that way. But that's, as I was reading, studying, I did understand that. I just, for whatever reason, couldn't put it into words. But over.
Well, that's, you know, that happens to all of us, especially when you don't know the question's coming, and it's not to put you on the spot. It's just to say some of these things, we just want to go over them and reinforce them and review them and say, so now I can, the more times I do it, you know, the more times I review it, the more I can remember it. And so it's just, that's all. Just
well, being put on the spot has advantages, because it'll make me pay a little bit more attention in the future, possibly to what I'm reading. Over.
Okay. Well, I think all of us, most of us, need to review these things and then go over them and over them. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's like maybe could be compared to somebody in baseball throwing pitches. You know, the more they do it, the more times they throw the pitches, the more accurate they get, the better they can do it, because you're training your memory path. And then it becomes easier to recall when you come down and need the information at some other time. Well, we appreciate you helping us out with that and going and looking at the 70 years of rest. And I think that Leviticus 26 really helped us out to discover the intensity of what that desolation meant. Okay, let's go on to the next point here. I want to cover this before we actually break out any calculators or anything, but I just want to ask, in the middle of the page, there's a couple of very important sentences, and maybe somebody can elaborate after I read them. Under the law reckoning, we counted the future as well as the past cycles of 49 years with the 50th or Jubilee year added. For, and this is the point here, for the law shows things as they would have been had Israel carried them out properly. But now we're going to get into the prophetic calculation. So he goes on and he says, but prophecy records things just as they will actually occur. So who would like to kind of give in their own words this description of this difference between what the law shows that we've already considered, that calculation, and we remember that, you know, the law, just kind of a bit of a refresher here, the law took us down to the point where the last Jubilee was kept as a type, where it met the shadow, the reality. And then, as we talked about in Matthew 5, verse 18, that the law would not pass away without being fulfilled. So when you got to the end of that last typical, the type of the Jubilee that the Jews were instructed to keep, and as Brother Jim told us, they kept 19 of those imperfectly. But that brought you to the end of their typical keeping of those Jubilee cycles. That's where the shadow ended and the reality started right there. So then you calculated from that point going forward, the 50 times 50 cycle as a fulfillment. Now the shadow was concluded. Now the reality began, and not a jot or tittle would pass away until a reality began. So concluding that the 50 times 50 cycle began counting at that point. Let's see. We have a hand in the room. Brother Igor?
Yes, Brother Brad. Well, we're here to learn, and I will probably repeat what the brethren already been said, but I would like to be sure that we understand, or at least I understand what's going on here. So we have double of 70s. We have two numbers. We have 70 of the entirely Jubilees, 70 Jubilees. Okay, that's one number, 70. Now we have another 70, which is after they was able to celebrate 19 times, 19 circles, 19 cycles, right? I think that's the right way to say cycles of 50 years. They were in desolation, right? If I'm saying that right. For 70 years. Here is coming the second time, this number. But it's years, actually, 70 years. Now, from this moment, when they were slaves now, it was another 2,499 years completely till 1874, which we're calculating this 49 cycles of 51 times, which was left over 51 more Jubilees. That's how I see this, Brother Brad. Over.
Okay. Very good. Yes. I think, if I'm kind of rephrasing your statement, that you have a different way of calculating these, that, 70, is the full number of Sabbaths that are to be kept. That actually, came after, it started 19 years after the last Jubilee was kept. So the last Jubilee is kept. You have 19 years until the desolation and then 70 years of the land laying desolate. The 70 years of desolation is the Lord giving us the number of 70 so that we know how to run the other calculations, starting with the last Jubilee in 626 BC. Okay, so let's go to Sister Robin.
Mine is not a technical answer. I underlined the exact same lines that you had just read. And I thought of the phrase, when you're talking about the law and you're talking about the prophetic fulfillment, I would imagine the Lord would say, we can do it the easy way or we can do it the hard way. Either way, it's still going to happen. The easy way was do it what I told you to do it, the law. The hard way, the prophetic way we're going to discuss with all the problems you're going to go through. So that's how I see the two. The law would have been the easier way for Israel to do God's plan. But prophetically, it was the hard way. Over.
Okay. Interesting way to put it for us. And yes, I do like the way that we're going to look at calculating it now with the prophetic method is really describing it as it occurred, as it literally played out. And that was the hard way, as you're describing it, Sister Robin. Okay, so any other thoughts on that part of the paragraph? I think there's a hand up in the room.
I have a question, Brother Brad. I just a little confused, and I'm not sure why it's calculated this way. We understand that one Jubilee, a cycle of exactly, it will be 50 years. That will be a complete Jubilee of 50. Why we have this calculation to be 49? Because the 50 will be the Jubilee itself, I understand that. But I'm trying to kind of, if you go through the numbers, through the years, it's calculated 49 by 51. Why it's not calculated actually 50?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, my question. Probably the question.
Yeah, very good question, Brother Igor. Bearing in mind the question that we just asked about the sentences, it helps us to get that answer. But let's have a thought from Brother Jerry, please.
Well, I like Sister Robin's comment about the hard way, because after the Lord stopped their jubilees and took them into captivity and desolation, they did not keep jubilees. That Jubilee was the 50th year. The Lord still intended 70 cycles of 49 plus 1. But all the 70 were the Lord arranged to be kept in the desolation in Babylon. So they had 70 years that the Lord was resting the land. He took care of that 50th year for the ones they didn't keep very well and the ones that they did. But the 49 is the cycle without the Jubilee. 50. So that's how they actually, the Lord said, keep the cycles, but I already took care of the extra one, the 50th year. The 50th year times 70 cycles. So I think the 49 is, as Sister Robin said, as they actually continued without keeping the 50th, but the Lord continued the cycles prophetically. Over.
Okay, thank you, Brother Jerry. So when we're talking about the cycles, and we're talking about the prophetic point of view, explanation of it, what we're really looking at is the Lord is saying, you kept these in the land imperfectly. I completed the cycles, but you weren't in the land. So you couldn't keep the Sabbaths. Either you were not in the land or not in control of the land. You were unable to keep the cycles, but he kept them. But he was still kept the counting of the cycles going. Okay, so he kept that 50th year, but they did not because they were unable to after 626 BC. Brother Jim.
Yeah, I guess the way I like to explain it is that these 70 years are all to be considered Sabbath years. But they partially kept 19 of the years. All right. So in fact, what he did, if you consider the time in which they began to be taken out of the land, which was in like Daniel 1:1, all right, when Daniel himself got taken captive to Babylon, he kept the part that they didn't keep for them. That's why there was 19 years from the time that he was taken out of the land till the destruction of the temple. That's the 19 years. So he kept that, those, he fixed those for him. But the rest of the Sabbaths, okay, the 51 are all the Sabbaths that he's keeping for them. So you don't have to count them, you know, as time went on. They're all within that period. Therefore, you count the remaining 49 times 51. It's 49 years, you know, to get to keep the count, because there's 49 left. Anyways, in the chart that he has there, I think kind of explains it in the next couple pages.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Jim. I think we'll pull up a chart here in just a minute. Brother Jerry might be able to get the chart that we're looking for. We have the charts on our PABS website, but we'll look at those in just a minute. We have another hand in the room.
Brother Jim, please be patient with me, okay? What I'm trying to recap, I'm trying to be sure that I understand this correctly. What we're saying here is, the original verse, Brother Brad, that you asked Brother Jim from Leviticus 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
About the time of Odihna. Rest. The time of the rest, which is 70 years. That's why we're not calculating this 51 Sabbath years. Because God took those years when they were actually in prison. And their land, for those actually, as Brother Jim described, I understood that, actually 70 years, their land actually was resting. That's how we're seeing this, and this is how we're calculating, Brother Brad?
That's how I look at it, Brother Igor. I kind of actually look at it like separate categories. I take the 70 years of desolation. This is just for my mind. I take the 70 years of desolation, and we had Brother Jim Tower read the couple verses, one from Leviticus 26 and then 2 Chronicles, and there are several places where this is given. I look at the 70 years as the Lord saying, I'm giving you the full scope of the cycles that'll lead to the times of restitution. It's that the land is going to rest. You're going to go through all these cycles, and you're going to get to the times of restitution. You're going to get to the Jubilee cycle. you have this number to work with, and it's 70 years of rest. Then you take that 70 years now that you know the number, and you're going to apply it to the different ways of calculating from the type and that began in coming into the land in 1575 BC, and you're going to know how to work with the numbers based on the 70 as the baseline, and you're going to look at the how the, particularly with the prophetic explanation, you're going to take that number 70 and see how that worked out literally to get to that number 70. You had 19 that were partially kept. The Lord counted those as a 50-year cycle. And then you're going to have the ones where they were unable to keep that 50th year. And you're going to count that as 51 cycles, but not times 50, times 49, because they did not keep those. So I keep them, in my mind, I keep them as almost two separate items. The 70 years is kind of the big picture. This is how you go through the whole cycle counting system to lead to restitution. You take that 70, and then you kind of use it working backwards to calculate it in the cycles that were kept and where they began and ended, and as typical. So, Sister Margaret, you had your hand up. I don't know. Did you want to add anything?
No, I apparently put it up by mistake. Thank you anyway.
Okay. Okay. Well, we can go to the, I see we have one other hand. We'll take that hand.
Brother Brad? This is Brother Tim. I think if we need read the next two paragraphs, I think it's going to explain it pretty good.
Okay.
So I just wanted to add that in.
Okay. I'm sure it'll help as we continue to go along and read. We'll get better information, more informed. But what I'd like to do, just because we're looking at these numbers in the paragraph that we read, let's look at it visually. And Brother Jerry, can you put up for us the charts that we had made available? I think you made available on our website. Can you share those with us?
I need to get oriented at what one you're saying. What's point on the website here?
Well, there was three charts. And let's see.
This probably is in the resources here, the schedules and the questions and resources.
I don't know if you can, if you have to bring them up individually, or you can bring up kind of all three and scroll them.
Okay, I have it here. Thank you. I need to make a share here. Hold a second.
Where's my... And share. I think this is one of them.
Okay, that's the law, and we can just review that. Just maybe, Brother Jerry.
You want another one?
Let's start with this one, because I think that these are just helpful for refreshers. This is not what we're focusing on now, but we're referring to it.
I can get the others if you want.
Let's just hold on this one for just a moment, Brother Jerry, for just refreshing all of our mind. Oops, just disappeared.
Yeah, I know. I've got too many hands and one screen. So one second. The second one is this one. And I will, maybe it's too complicated. I don't know. Maybe, this is maybe the one that you're talking about. So let me get this one up. So I need to...
Probably the third one, I guess, would be...
Our class website. I'm going to do a share now. And share. Sorry for the delays, but there's limited real estate here. Maybe it's this one.
That's that one we can use. It's a little more complicated with the view, but...
In that case, let me go ahead and get the third one then.
The third one might be the easiest for us.
Yeah. Let me go to three. Third diagram. This is probably the one. Okay, so hold on.
There you go. I'm just going to bring that one. Okay. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Brother Jerry. The top one is taking us back to what we already had looked at and studied according to the law. And, you can see, maybe I don't want to do all the talking here. Brother Bill Ostrander, would you like to just kind of give us a quick review of the top one, of the calculation according to the law?
Yes, and I do like this chart because, number one, it's sort of to scale. So you're seeing the range of the years. But we have, starting... way at the left, we have the 19 cycles that were observed, even though only partially. And that ends here at this dotted line. And notice there's another solid line right next to it. The distance between the dotted line and the solid line, this little short narrow distance, is 19 years. So we begin counting these cycles, whether it's a prophetic cycle or a cycle according to the law, we begin at that dotted line. But the desolation, the 70 years desolation, begins 19 years later in 606. And that represents that period of desolation. I like this top diagram. I think it ties into our volume very nicely in that it has both. You see law up here and prophecy down here, but I think they're both shown here. They both begin at the same time, and we remember the law was 50 times 50, 2,500 years. The prophetic, although it's not spelled out here, it is spelled out down here. Excuse me. You know, I'm sorry. It's Jerry's that's shared, and I've been pointing to my own. Down at the very bottom of that second one, you see how it's designated, the 49 times 51. But it's also shown that 2,499 at the top. But also the cycles according to the law are shown at the top. So they're shown one above the other in that top diagram. At the bottom, those darker horizontal lines. So you can see the comparison. And notice at the very right end how they have different endings. One, according to the prophecy that we're studying now, ends at the beginning of 1874, or you might say October 1874, and the bottom one ends at the end of that year. In other words, October 1875. And so this diagram very nicely shows how these line up and the different beginning points and different ending points.
And don't.
Oh, back to you, Brother Brad.
Okay, good. So thank you for the help on that, Brother Bill. You did do a really nice job of just explaining things in an understandable way. And so now we've got this screen is kind of blown up. I don't know if we can back it back down, minimize it a little to the size it was. It's nice to be able to see both charts up there. There we go. That's good. Okay, so Brother Bill's pointing out to us these dates start calculating at the same point when they come into the land. That's 1575 BC. That's when the starting really counts. And both of them count down through 626 BC, where the Israelites kept the last typical jubilee. So that's a starting point, a new starting point for both calculations in 626 BC. The law then starts at that point of 626 BC, which is, again, 19 cycles of jubilees having been kept to 626 BC. From 1575, you come forward to 626 BC. And that's the starting point for the 50 times 50 cycle, or the fulfillment of the type, the shadow now meeting the reality, starting a new counting. But again, starting at the same point. And then we drop down to the prophetic. And again, it starts from coming into the land, 1575 BC, and counting 19 cycles using the 50 years. So that gives us 19 times 50 is 950 years. And you see that at the bottom line on the right there. 19 cycles times 50 equals 950 years. That takes us again to the 626 BC and the last jubilee that they observed partially, imperfectly. And that starts another counting cycle then. At 626 BC, counting 51 cycles times 49 years because they are not kept, gives you the 2,499 years.
I mentioned that's later.
Okay. Now, if we add the 2,499 years of 49-year cycles with the 19 cycles of 50 years equaling 950, you add the 950 plus the 2499, and you come out with 3449. And that's in that bottom portion. So if we take 3449, that's the total, and we subtract the BC years going back to 1575. So you take, and we'll look at this again on the next pages. You subtract the 1575 from the total of 3449, and it takes you to 1874. So we'll look at this on another chart as we turn the page. As Brother Tim said, it'll get a little bit clearer. And I think that, you know, we just have to go over and review these things a few times, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, okay, I get it. It makes sense. And, you know, the most important thing is if somebody could ask, well, why are you so concerned with these numbers? and the Jubilees and so forth. And the reason is because that we're building the case and the scriptural evidence for getting us to the times of restitution, which involve the Lord's return. And we go back to the, Acts 3, 19 through 21, the heavens will retain him until the times of restitution. And you could say, well, the times of restitution and the Jubilees they're synonymous. They're really starting us out at the same point. It's the restoring of everything. And I'm just going to take a little side note here. I'll give our minds a little bit of a rest from the math part. This was so clearly brought home to me, and I can share a link for anybody who's interested. You know, sometimes there's debate about, well, are we in the times of restitution, or are those yet future? Because that involves the resurrection of all the dead of the earth and so forth. I watched this YouTube, and it was, I don't know, probably around half an hour. Maybe it was maybe a little less. And it was a YouTube about life in the Old West and the people traveling, going out west, and the homesteaders that were out west and living in mud huts and the cowboys, again, out west that were doing all the cowboying and the work on the range, you know, the cattle drives and so forth. And it was showing how people lived, what their day to day was like. I give you one example. They only took a bath on Saturday, and they were worried about it because the knowledge of the day medically, as well as everything that they understood, was that when you took a bath and you washed with soap, it opened your pores and could let in disease. So you didn't want to do that very often because you could open the door to getting sick. And you look at the dates in this little video, this YouTube gives you the dates when all these different things like soap and deodorant and shampoo and all these different things of life that we just take completely for granted, abundance of food, shelter with hot water, running water and sewage and so forth. All these things really just started to develop right around 1874 and coming forward. And you watch this video and I think it's helpful just to realize the life that we live now is so starkly and amazingly different from what the people lived in the late 1800s. And this video goes through and pulls these dates in here frequently, 1874, 1878, but you just see the progress of it and you go, okay, I'm seeing a lot of restitution. I'm seeing a lot of the lifting of the curse. I'm seeing a lot of the blessings of Jubilee and rights and the freedoms that come coincident to the Jubilee. So that's kind of a big sidebar. Anybody who wants to watch that video and just you watch it and you go, okay, I want to think about what evidences are there for restitution. They're abundant in my mind when I look at it. So I'll put that in the chat, and anybody who wants to take the time to look at it, I found it really interesting. Okay, so we have a hand from the meeting room. Not sure who it is.
Microphone was close. I'm trying to follow what you're saying, Brother Brad. I'm sorry I'm probably slow here, but this is how I see and from what you're just speaking. Because if you're speaking a little bit more, sometimes I'm not following directly. So what I see here, I understand we have big number. We have 3,449 years, right? Which is, where are they? Right here. At the bottom, right? That's completely entire years of 70 cycles of 50 years. I'm right, Brother Brad?
You're right partially. It's the total number is listed above that, where you got 19 cycles of 50 and 51 cycles of 49. When you combine those two together,
yes,
you do the multiplication, and then you add the two, 950 plus 2499, you come up with 3449.
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. My point is, I can only see this way how we can reach these numbers, is to have those that they are celebrated. Oh, it was 950 years, which was actually 19 of the cycles of 50 years, which is equal with 950. And then another one we have to add of this we were just having discussing today, this 2,499 years, which is 49 cycles without the 50 year of the Jubilee year, times 51 give us 2,499. So all this together is actually 3,449. I guess that's how I'm seeing this over.
Yeah, that's I think that's exactly right. And then, as Sister Robin pointed out, this was and the sentences. This was the lived experience. This is the reality of how it happened. And I think as we again the sentence in here, it says prophecy records things just as they will actually occur, how they actually happened. So they had 19 cycles where they were in the land and keeping it, counting every 50 years, the 50-year cycle. The 51 cycles, they were not in the land, so the cycle was kept, but without the counting of the 50th year. So when you get to the total, the 3449, then you subtract and go back to the very beginning where it started, at the beginning in 1575. You take those years out of the total, and it gives you a difference of 1,874.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We'll see this again, and, you know, we don't need to, I guess, we can take any questions, but this will maybe become a little more clear again as we go through. And do we have time? Maybe we could read another paragraph just to move forward a little bit more. Let's see. Sister Arlene has a hand up. I didn't notice it there. Sister Arlene, let's go over to you, please. It's a little different looking hand, and it's not up in the corner, so I'm not sure if that is a raised hand or not.
It says she's just listening, Brother Brad.
Oh, just listening. Oh, okay. Well, I just saw the hand. Okay, this is just a short paragraph. Brother Tim, can you read that paragraph for us? Bottom of 193.
Let us state this last proof in another form for the benefit of the same. Thus, the full number of Jubilee cycles which God had ordained with 70, as shown by the plain statements. Relative to the reason for the 70 years desolations of their land. This was to include those that Israel had observed in an unsatisfactory manner, which we have seen were 19, as well all the cycles to follow up to the Anatite. We will now reckon all these from their commencement on entering Canaan and see where they end. And then it gives the numbers.
Okay, thank you. Let's ask Brother David Gutu. Brother David, can you read through those cycles down to the where it says known as AD 1575. Would you read those numbers in exposition? Is Brother David available for reading? I think he's just online, right? Okay, maybe he's not available for reading at the moment. Brother Walter, are you available for reading?
I'll try to be. So, page 194, the numbers and so forth?
Yeah, just start with 19 cycles and end with 1575.
Okay. 19 cycles with jubilees added, 50 years each, adds up to 950 years. 51 cycles without jubilees, 49 years each, 2,499 years. 70 cycles, therefore, cover a period of 3,449 years. This period of 3,449 years, reckoned from the entering of Canaan, ends at the foregoing October AD 1874 thus. From entering Canaan to division of the land, 6 years, period of the kings, period of the judges to Saul the king, 450, period of the kings, 513 years, period of the desolation, 70, from the restoration to AD, 536 years. Total number of years before the date known as AD, 1575 years. Years since AD to complete above period of 34 or 49 years are 1874 full years, which would end Jewish time October 1874. The period of the 70 cycles as shown above from the beginning of the Jubilee system on entering Canaan until the antitype, the Great Jubilee, or Times of Restitution, began October AD 1874, 3,449 years.
Thank you, Brother Walt. We're out of time, but would you like to offer any summary thought, just real briefly, on what you just read?
It all adds up.
Well, that is a real summary thought. That's true. It does all add up. Well, since we're just reading that, we'll take a review, you know, just on the math there. Anybody has any questions to look at next week, and then we'll go over and be looking at again in kind of a different style on the next page with the graph and the arches and all the numbers listed again. So we'll mark our books to start on the bottom paragraph. The logical conclusion. That's where we'll begin our reading next week. Okay. Let's see. I wanted to ask. Let's see. Maybe Brother Bill Facker. Do you have a hymn that you'd like to have us sing in closing, Brother Bill Facker, please?
About the prospect. I can't remember the number.
I think maybe it's
32.
Yeah. Say again?
32.
Yeah, 32. Yeah.
Okay, and I had down a request for Sister Luchika for closing prayer, but I guess her voice is not up to it today. Brother Igor said. So I'm going to ask Sister Joanna Bleachers if she would close with a word of prayer at the end of the hymn. And so we'll go ahead and sing hymn 32 and then have Sister Bleachers close with prayer.
Okay, thank you.
How do you save this?